talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by the Beach Boys, John B. Sloop, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 24th through the 26th, and we are 87% sold out for vendor booths. So if you happen to, we have a lot of business owners who listen to Talking About Home, home professionals. If you are interested in getting a really big jump start to your sales for 2025, give us a call. We only have a handful of booths left. Give us a call here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Chris Click with CK Contracting, and also Chris Finley with the Charleston Design Center. And Charleston Design Center hosted our Charleston Home and Design Magazine summer launch party two Thursdays ago, and it was a big success. And joining us to talk about that now are our editors, Michaela Arnett, and also Ashley Rowell. How are you ladies doing?
We're doing great, Tim. Thanks.
Happy to be here.
Good, good. So before we talk about the summer issue launch party, the reason I chose that home theme song by the Beach Boys, they have a new documentary out, and I happened to catch that last week. I think it's on Hulu. So if you want to check that out, it's very entertaining, and talks about how they started and all that good stuff. But let's talk about the launch party that we just had about a little over a week ago.
Yeah, this was the first time that we opened the launch party up to the public, which was, you know, we were excited to do it and curious to see the crowd that it would bring.
Usually it's invitation only, right?
Of course, yeah. Usually it's just industry people, but you know, we thought it was at the design center, so it's a resource for home professionals and homeowners. So we thought it was a great opportunity, and it really was successful. I'd say, do you have anything to add, Ashley? I think it was just a great amount of designers and builders and homeowners.
A couple hundred people is what, yeah. I was what we gathered, and Chris Finley from Charleston Design Center, boy, they really went all out, didn't they?
They did, yeah. There were a number of incredible sponsors. Island Lager with the beer, they had it catered. There was live music from the Salty Reefers. It was a really good time, and it's a large space, so there were a number of different social nooks, which I think was fun for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And I did an interview with Chris a few minutes before the party started, before it started getting crazy. And he took me on a tour of Charleston Design Center, which we'll hear about in a few minutes. And it's amazing what you can get accomplished at the Charleston Design Center. Usually, and when we built a house 15 years ago, we were running all over Mount Pleasant, North Charleston, West Ashley, going to different showrooms, and you can get a lot of that done in one location at the Charleston Design Center. So we'll be talking with Chris about that shortly. But it was a launch party, and it was for our summer 2024 issue with Melanie Paxson on the cover. And Melanie made it. And Melanie Paxson, for those that aren't aware of who she is, Michaela?
Yeah, she is one of the actresses in Disney's Descendants series. She's actually the only actress to appear in all four, which I thought was kind of cool. But she joined us that night and thanked all the local contributors that can be found in our magazine. So that was really special to have her join us.
And coincidentally, the Descendants launched their most recent series.
The Rise of Red.
Last week. So good timing there. And that was really nice. We have so many famous people that moved to Charleston. It's great. We have a lot of those folks we reach out to be on our cover of Charleston Home and Design magazine. So we're very fortunate from that standpoint.
Absolutely.
But let's talk about the new summer issue. So it's been out a couple of weeks now. And why should folks pick up an issue of this new issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine?
I'd say it's packed with a bunch of different features. We've got the outdoor living guide. We've got the architect's difference and a pet friendly design feature. I'll let Ashley tell you a little bit more about that. But there's just a vast variety of projects in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I also think it's great to kind of pick up our magazine because it gives you the opportunity to see inside many local homes that you know typically are walking your streets of your neighborhood and you go, I wonder what the interior of that home looks like. And it just kind of gives you the opportunity to really see what other people did. And then it gives you ideas for your home when you're building or just, you know, redoing it, renovating. And it also gives you great contacts for the people to reach out to when you think about redoing your home.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's one of the things that folks that are undertaking a remodel project or they're getting ready to or they're getting ready to build a custom home or currently building a custom home. All of the projects within Charleston Home and Design magazine are local, and we're very upfront about telling our readers who did the work on these projects. So not only do you get great inspiration for a project you might want to get off the ground, but then we tell you exactly who the local professionals, home professionals are that did the work. So it makes it very easy as opposed to, Michaela, you subscribe to a lot of national magazines, right?
Yes, I do.
Beautiful magazines, but rarely are those projects local, right?
Right. And even so, it's hard. When I was thinking when you were talking that not only do we tell you who to contact in these projects, we tell you exactly what they've done in the space, and even give you down to the products used. The national publications are gorgeous, but you know, it's you can't call up a designer in New York to do your home in Charleston and have it done in a timely manner. So this is a more realistic, but like I said, I read a lot of the national publications and I think that our quality is absolutely stands with them.
On par, yeah. You were telling me about one of the construction companies that you find within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine. You just happened to note you were looking through a national magazine and happened to notice they were in that national magazine, and we had actually shot that particular house.
Yeah, I recognized the house and I was like, oh my gosh, that's Sullivan's Island. And then I saw that it was St. Pierre Construction worked on it with the fabulous architect, Beau Clowney Architects.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was neat.
And so that gives you an idea. These national magazines, they're seeking projects that we're regularly showcasing within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine.
We featured it first, which is an honor. It was unfurnished at the time, so it's still worth reading the current article. But
Yeah, so we've got the cover feature on Melanie Paxson, the actress in Disney's Descendants series. We've got our huge outdoor living feature, which, you know, even this time of year, it's easy to be outdoors if your space is right, if you are able, if it's in a spot where you can catch a breeze and or you have a ceiling fan or something like that. We also have the feature on architects, which is entitled The Architect Difference, because there's definitely a difference between what an architect designed home and one that is not designed by a home. And then we have our big pet feature, which is very, very popular. But pick up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our summer issue. And thank you, ladies, for taking a couple of moments out, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We are here at the Charleston Design Center for Charleston Home and Design Magazine's summer issue release party. And we're talking with our host, Chris Finley, with Charleston Design Center. How you doing, Chris?
Doing very well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Chris, for putting on a great party, and we're doing this interview right before people are going to be arriving. So I'm glad I was able to grab you before it starts to get crazy. But this is an amazing space, and I was wondering if you could take our listeners on a virtual tour. We're just going to walk around the showroom like a homeowner would who is visiting Charleston Design Center. Yeah. So lead the way, Chris.
Lead the way. Well, first thing, don't walk too fast when you walk in, because we do want you to pay attention to the reclaimed wood display. So we do a lot of reclaimed woods. These are great wall accents, great fireplace mantles, fireplace surrounds, awesome for exposed beams in the ceilings that are just ever so popular here in our coastal world. So stop and take a look at the fireplace mantles and the reclaimed wood first.
And these look authentic. Are these
this is real wood?
Yeah,
this is real wood reclaimed from some great barns out of Tennessee, North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania. So we work with a lot of cool companies that are reclaiming this wood, which is neat because we're repurposing things, right? So which is really neat.
That is. Well, it's going to be interesting. I'm going to try to keep track of all the different products that Charleston Design Center is offering, just for the fun of it, to see how that all adds up in terms of this being a one-stop shop for people that are building a custom home or undergoing a big remodel project. So, yeah. Lead the way.
Yeah, come on, follow me. So next, you'll see the our offices. We got to have a place to work. So this is where the team, this is where the team goes to work. After we've made selections with you and start to pull together your project, and you go home and start to think about how much fun you had here, we go to work, right? So these are the offices in which we collaborate and work in that spaces.
Yeah, and I'll try to describe it for our listeners. We're looking at a long row of very sophisticated glass paneled offices, and looks to be probably about 50 feet long here for all of your staff here at Charleston Design Center, right?
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. It's a lot of fun. In the back at the end of the corridor, past all the offices, we do have a large conference room with a great 86-inch TV. So we can pull up, your design plans and presentations on that big screen, and it really makes it a fun experience to see your project come to life.
Yeah, I'll bet. And architects can bring their clients in, interior designers, custom builders, and so forth can bring their clients for that.
Exactly right, and that's what we want. We're trying to work with the design community and the building community to be an extension of their team, and let this be a space where designers and builders can bring their clients here and help pull it all together.
Very good, very good.
Yeah. So we'll keep going over here. First thing you're going to enter when you start to walk around to the right is you'll start to see more of our kitchen and bath displays, right? And then within each of these displays, it's a different type of cabinetry. Some is inset, some is overlay, and the different manufacturers that we represent are represented throughout. in those, each of those spaces. These are really designed to look like a kitchen, right? Designed to let you see what it's going to look like when it's in your home, right? And then in and around all of that are displays for countertops, backsplash tiles, cabinet hardware, wall finishes, wall surfaces, stone veneers. So you really have a lot of products that you can grab samples of, pull together in order to pull the color palettes together for the project. So the first, I'd say 60 feet of this is going to be really focusing on the kitchen and bath space.
Yeah, and this kitchen vignette probably looks like about a 20, 25 foot long kitchen, beautiful, beautiful kitchen. And it's not just here to look good, it's to showcase some of the products. So can you kind of zero in on some of the products that you are showcasing in this beautiful working kitchen?
Yeah, so like in this working kitchen here, for example, we have Graybill cabinetry, which is a beautiful custom-made cabinetry. You can operate all this. You can touch it, feel it, open it up, kick it, squeeze it, do whatever you want to do. Make sure it's the quality that's going to suit you. And so we really encourage that. Within that space, we are an appliance center here too. So what's really neat about this is, in order to design a kitchen, we need you to know what your appliances are first, because the specs are different, sizes are different. So to truly design a custom kitchen, we need to know that, right? So you can open up the oven, open up the fridge, open up the dishwasher, talk about GE products, talk about Miele, Viking, et cetera, and kind of narrow down on what appliances you want to be using. You know, in this particular kitchen, we've got all GE monogram. In this kitchen over here, we've got all Viking. In the kitchen behind us here, we've got all Miele appliances, right? So really have a diverse offering of appliances, as you can see. In this particular kitchen, we've got Top Knobs hardware. This is Cambria quartz countertops, which is really neat. On this kitchen, we actually use the countertop surface as our backsplash as well. So there's a lot of continuity there. Showed people that you don't have to use tile on the backsplash. You can use countertop material as well. So that was pretty fun to do here. And then we partnered with Circa Lighting and brought some lighting into this display as well.
So everything here, from the quartz countertops, if a homeowner said, I love these countertops, this is what I want to go with, Would they be working directly with Charleston Design Center, or is that outsourced to another company?
Well, the fun thing is we are working with local communities, right? So this particular countertop was partnered with us by MVP. MVP is what we call a trade partner. So they are part of this design center. But the cool thing is you can select the countertop here. Everything can be handled here. MVP will do the fabrication, but we'll handle the entire process, right? And you're not spending more here by doing that, right? We're working together with MVP to ensure that we're bringing it out to the project at competitive prices.
You're bringing MVP countertops a lot of business then, and they want to keep Charleston Design Center happy. So they're going to make sure that they're treating their your customers, which are also their customers, the best possible way then, right?
100%. Yep. And tonight, here we are at this party, and MVP will be here supporting us right along the way.
That's terrific. Yeah. So I in a previous radio interview with you, I had asked, when a homeowner is visiting Charleston Design Center, do they ever say, as I'm looking at this beautiful kitchen vignette, this is exactly what I want?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and we're sticking with the trends. We're following. I just got back from Las Vegas at the Kitchen and Bath International Show and saw new trends, and we've already got new trends on order, right? So our goal is to have people come in and see what's trending so that it makes it easy. You know, I mean, they spend time and time looking for these things. So absolutely, constantly updating these things. That kitchen right there in the distance that you see, that's a Fieldstone cabinetry kitchen with its inset, which is ever so popular here. People come in all the time, say, I love the finish, I love the paint, I love the cabinet, that's what I want. The only thing that's different is their layout, right? So we design the layout.
I'll tell you, I love the fact that Charleston Design Center makes it so easy because, one of the obvious reasons, you're not running all over town. North Charleston, love North Charleston.
They are home to many of the different showrooms that people building or remodeling will visit. But by coming to Charleston Design Center, you've got everything under one roof, which makes it easier for a homeowner. They don't have to be running all over town.
That's right. That's what we wanted to focus on, is just giving people one place to come, sit down, be comfortable, and come back. You're not going to come here one time and get it all done, but you can keep coming back through the duration of the project to one spot and let it all happen. And you know, after you come here once, you know everybody's name. We know who you are. We know what, if you like LaCroix or if you like regular water, right? And so when you come back, we'll give you the same LaCroix, and we'll continue on with the project.
And you had, in that previous radio interview, you had said a homeowner will kind of hit a burnout level at some point during their trip to Charleston Design Center, because there is so much to take in. How long does that typically take?
Well, you know, the burnout, I see, the reason we created the center was to try to reduce the amount of burnout, right, and eliminate the burnout if possible, right? Project gets stressful, and when you're having to drive all over town to do it, it's even more stressful. It just adds a whole another element of stress, right? So we are proud to say we see a lot less burnout, right, because we try to make it fun. So
probably
a couple three hours, yeah, you're getting there. But I mean, honestly, I've seen people here 5.5 hours and they're still smiling, laughing, and having fun. I mean, but they're making progress, you know. And when you can take what could take 3 days of driving around town and put it into 1 5.5 hour meeting, that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid. Yeah. So we're proud of that, and that's what we want to keep doing. And we're continuing to evolve our process here to make it easier, right? We're creating new documents that help, checklists that just keep us moving and really keep us focused. And people just feel so much better when we're checking off boxes and getting closer to that finish line, you know?
Yeah, this is bringing back memories. When we built our house 15 years ago, me dragging my wife to the different showrooms. We had a newborn baby. She'd have to take a break and go into the restroom to breastfeed. So the fact that everything is all in one place, that is very, very impressive.
It's cool. It's cool. Well, let me show you the next spot, which is the flooring.
Let's head on. So over on our right-hand side, we've got another kitchen vignette. And what strikes me about all of these spaces is the spaciousness. And you can tell that there was a designer involved here, because nothing feels cramped or claustrophobic or anything. There's lots and lots of elbow room.
Yeah, exactly. We've concealed a lot of the selections, you know. So in this drawer, for example, you've got over 100, maybe, I don't know, 80 to 100 paint finishes here. But they're not out, you know, they're here.
These are the paint finishes for the cabinets?
These are paint finishes for one line of cabinets, right? Wow. We represent about 8 to 10 lines of cabinetry, and this is just one.
Wow.
Right? But we don't want people to open this drawer unless we know that they need to see what's in this drawer, right? So this drawer is not gonna scare somebody or overwhelm them, because they're not going to be looking at it until we say, hey, we need to focus on that. But even here, I know, as the owner of this company and my team, my designers on this team, know that, you know, here we've got maple, rustic alder, cherry, deluxe veneer. Well, I know if I'm doing a modern kitchen that I just need to focus right here, deluxe veneer and ultralux. But a consumer may not know that, right? So here's 100 different paint swatches, but I just need them to look at these 20. So I know that. And we'll pull these out, take them to the conference table or to the kitchen island of where we're working, and lay them out. So just eliminates it, makes it easier,
right,
and a little less overwhelming.
Right.
Again, contributing to the let's not burn out.
Yeah, absolutely, and a very uncluttered look.
Yeah, thank you. So another kitchen here, you know, leaving more traditional kitchen into a more coastal, you know, shaker kitchen here, with a very unique Eldorado stone backsplash. Which is so cool. So many people are doing this, and I just love it. Doing a whole wall veneer behind the cabinetry to really give it a built-in look.
So this Eldorado backsplash of this kitchen, are these panels that they look like painted brick?
Yeah, these are it's called thin brick. right? So it's about half the size of a traditional brick, maybe about an inch thick. They go on piece by piece. So they are set with like a modified thin set, or you do it over metal loft. And then you grout it and mortar it just like you would brick. But it's a very fast, quick process, not like traditional masonry.
Yeah, I was thinking it was panels at first, and I was looking for a seam, and I didn't see any. So that's that. It's still a beautiful look, and definitely better than some kind of panels or something.
And this brick, this product line here, this comes in different shapes and sizes of brick itself, and different colors, right? So we can give it a Western feel, we can give it a coastal feel, we can give it a modern contemporary feel. So we have a lot of choices within a product like this to help choose from.
All right, very good.
So over here, as we move into more of the floor covering space, this back corner here, it's about 1,600 square feet of flooring, right? Flooring and wall coverings. So this space here, this is Riva, Spain. This is true Spanish oak, which is what you want in a good quality engineered hardwood floor. And this showroom is just amazing. I mean, the finishes here are beautiful. You can walk on it, touch it, feel it. Again, a very less overwhelming way to choose flooring, right? You can see it in large format versus just small samples to really get the feel of what that floor is going to look like.
Do most of the customers who visit Charleston Design Center, are they accompanied by an interior designer, or if they come by themselves, is there design staff that here at Charleston Design Center that can help them?
100% in every section. So once we just left the kitchen and bath space. In that kitchen and bath space, you'll have anywhere from 2 to 3 employees at all times that can support you in that space, even if you're walking off the street, right? Most appointments after you've come once are scheduled, right? In the flooring world, we also have associates that are here on the floor at all times. So if you walk in and said, I'm in a rush, but I want to look at engineered floors, we have somebody here that'll show you around and tell you and take you to where you need to be, right? Yeah, so absolutely, people are here to support you all times.
And what happens all the time is if a homeowner is not working with an interior designer, they will often lean on the showroom staff, whatever showroom they happen to be visiting, whether it's the tile showroom or the countertop showroom or the lighting showroom, and they'll be kind of hitting up those showroom staffs for advice. And the lighting showroom specialist is not really, they don't really have an idea of the overall project that's going on, but your people here at Charleston Design Center, they can have a look at a bird's eye view and make sure that everything is being pulled together.
Absolutely. Yep, 100%. And the staff that's in this flooring department, they've been in the flooring industry for a very long time, so they know the specs. So if a builder says, hey, I need a 5/8 engineered pre-finish or unfinished, we know exactly where to take you. Again, minimize what we're looking at to make sure that we're focused on what you need. Right? What's really cool about this space too, Tim, we have this merchandising table for this line particularly. Whereas if you were to fall in love with a... you know, this sample here, which is in large format, we have hand samples that are ready for you to go, right? So you have samples that you can take home with you and make sure you continue to love it. So a lot of cool things that make it easy, again, to take that decision home and decide whether or not you love it.
So can you kind of describe what we're looking at here? Because this is very visually appealing.
Yeah. So what you're looking at here, we do a lot of wall finishes. Wall finishes are just ever so popular now. Whether you're doing a wall finish behind a master bed or a wall finish in a game room or a wall finish in, I don't know, even in a reception of a hotel, as we do a lot of commercial work too, right? So these wall finishes are popular. So what you're seeing here is a wood, a European oak wood wall finish, cladding is what we call it, right? So that's a wall cladding. And then tied into that, we have moss. This is real moss that's been preserved, and it will last forever. You don't have to water it. You don't have to mist it. You don't have to do anything. But it is real moss. This is not artificial. And we can design this. So there's we have some moss called Amazon, which is more leafy. And then we have some moss, which is more like traditional moss, which you're seeing here. And then we have ball moss, so we can incorporate this. We custom designed this to look like this. It does have a little C, kind of like the Charleston Design Center, right? So, but we custom designed this. We can do walls. We can do framed moss. And we can do just really cool designs.
Would a homeowner typically choose this as an accent wall, like one wall?
Yeah, an accent wall, or to bring green into a room, to bring a little bit of earth into a room. Again, we can do it as framed art. So it's kind of like a framed art moss, which is really neat. And it's a great way to bring green into a room and not have to water it.
Yeah, for sure. That's great. That's great.
Yeah. And then as we continue to pass on, we get into just more flooring options. We have the band set up right now, which is pretty cool. But typically, this is going to be a lot more flooring options. We've partnered with a lot of companies in town, like Steve & Shell Furniture and Zuma Import. So what you're looking at right now is a combination of Steve & Shell Furniture and Zuma Imports, which these are our good friends in the industry. They support us and help us. We send them business, and they do the same for us. So it's a great partnership, once again. You know, just bringing business to the community. This is not just us here. You know, hey, this is not just us here, right?
Yeah.
So really cool. Back here, we have Haven's Furniture on display, and then we have William Byrd, which is a very popular floor here in Charleston. Palmetto Road is what our audience will probably know it as. The Southern Living Design House, Idea House coming up, has that product in it. So again, just more displays set up so that we can take people there when we know it's right for them, right? And keep them focused.
And that's so important for homeowners because homeowners oftentimes cannot visualize how things are going to end up looking. And so to be able to see all these real-world vignettes, it really makes it easy for a homeowner to make the product selections.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've walked up to people and said, hey, how can I help you out? And they're looking at something, and they're like, well, we just really love this floor. And I'm like, okay, well, tell me about your project. And they're like, well, we want real wood floors. And I said, well, what you're looking at is a laminate, right? And so, because laminates just look so real these days, right? And so, but they've just spent now 7 to 10 minutes of their time looking at something that's not what they want, right? So our goal is to meet them, greet them, take them to the space that's relevant for them, right? You know, if they want a laminate, we got them. We'll take them to the laminates, right? But again, goal is to make sure they're spending their time where they need to be spending their time because the product is right for their project.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent. How many partners, local partners, off the top of your head, Kent? Is Charleston Design Center working with?
I would say we're between 10 to 12 right now.
And I'll bet others are knocking on your door saying, hey, can you rep us?
Yeah, for sure. And we welcome it. I mean, we're always looking to expand our product lines. And yeah, we're a family owned business. And we love that. There's a lot of big box options in town. And so we're trying to continue to work with our fellow partners in town that are the same, right? And keep us all thriving here.
This building is owned by Tim Corbett with Wholesale Appliance, and I'm curious what were these spaces filled up with? Because this is a huge space here at Charleston Design Center. But what was filling these spaces before Charleston Design Center got involved?
You know, I don't want to speak on behalf of Tim, but I think per my conversations with Tim, this was a 15,000 square foot appliance building. So this was similar vignettes, right, with kitchen and bath displays and stuff like that. But there wasn't cabinetry with integrity, meaning the cabinetry was just there to surround the appliance. The cabinetry wasn't for sale, right? In today's world, and the reason why Tim was so interested in partnering with me and making this a design center was that more and more decisions on appliances are just being made through designers or through builders or through programs, or they're just so much more educated on what options they have via the internet, right? So he just didn't really need that space. And so there was a lot of freestanding appliances that were around here, and just overwhelming options in appliances. And now it's just a little bit more well thought out, right?
When did you, I guess, get the idea that you felt like Charleston needed something like the Charleston Design Center?
I had a much smaller building down the street, and my kitchen and bath business was starting to grow and grow and grow. And I said, "Wow, I don't want to build one kitchen and have people come in and only see one kitchen. I want to show them options. I want to show them what different cabinetry looks like. It's hard to explain to somebody that doesn't understand what inset is versus what overlay is, or what a full plywood box is, or what a walnut drawer is versus a natural, maple drawer, right? So I wanted to be able to show more options, and to do that, you needed space. And so we were sending a lot of clients down here and saw it, and we needed the space. So I first saw this as a way for me to get the space that I needed. And then just once I got in here and got my fingers on it, I was like, man, this could solve so many problems. And we heard it, but we listened. It wasn't just our idea. We heard what the community was asking for. And they were like, wow, I mean, man, if you guys had countertops here too, we could just do those here too. And I wouldn't have to go drive. Or if you did the backsplash too, we could do that too. So we partnered up with Melstra Tile, and here we are, right? So we listened. And that was the key. And then we just evolved from there.
And how long did it take you to put everything together? And I know it's still evolving, but everything is finished, obviously. But how long did it take you to kind of put everything together?
It's been an evolution. We were hoping this would be done before COVID. We got done. We shelved it, and we picked up after COVID. About 6 months after COVID, was kind of like, all right, we knew it was fizzling, right? Still here, right? But we knew the pandemic was kind of going off. So we picked up the pace and started just slowly going at it and seeing what we wanted to add. And as we started to get more interest, we started to make more investment. And now we're getting more interest, we're making more investment. So, we need the community support in order to grow. And so as the community continues to support us, it'll give us the means of investing more and just making this place even better.
Excellent. Well, is there anything else you'd like to show me or anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. I mean, I really I appreciate your guys' support. Charleston Home and Design Magazine's been, an essential part, a critical part of our growth and exposure. So I thank you very much. And I just would ask everybody to come here and see this. And if we're missing something, I want to know about it. So feel free to stop by my office and tell me if you did this, I'll do it. Right? So if it makes sense and that's what the community needs, we'll look forward to adding it.
Well, give your people some props and tell us who the band is, who's providing the catering and everything like that.
Yeah. So I, obviously want to thank my team here at Source and the Charleston Design Center. But ongoing support from Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We've got Stephen Shelf Furniture, Zuma Imports, Carolina Lanterns and Circa Lighting, Havens Furniture, GE Monogram, GE Profile. They've been great support on the appliance side of the business. And event sponsors. Island Coastal Lager Beer has sponsored us tonight for this event. Hidden Ponds Nursery. Riva Floors and William Bird Flooring. And the Salty Reefers Band. We got the Salty Reefers Band about to kick off, and they are awesome. We got a Caribbean theme party tonight. I think it's going to be great. Enjoy the rum, enjoy the cold beer, and have some jerk chicken.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much to Charleston Design Center, to Chris Finley, and all your people for hosting tonight's summer magazine launch party for Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we're going to have a special guest. Our cover star will also be making an appearance as well. So thanks so much, Chris. You've definitely elevated our launch parties to a new level.
Oh, thank you, Tim. It's an honor to do it. And I look forward to seeing Melanie Paxton. It's going to be awesome.
And now we're talking with general contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. How you doing, Chris?
Doing well, Tim. Thank you so much.
You bet. Chris, take a moment and tell everyone about CK Contracting.
Yeah, absolutely. I started CK Contracting back in 2002, and we've changed roles a little bit throughout those years. First, working as a subcontractor for builders, and now today we focus on home remodeling projects in and around the Charleston area. We also have a big presence of building outdoor spaces, pool houses, pool cabanas, outdoor kitchens as well. Outdoor kitchens typically are always, I shouldn't say always, but they're typically installed one after the house is built.
Mm-hmm.
So hence it, they fall into remodeling projects. And then we also do a little bit of new building as well.
Which do you prefer, Chris? New construction or remodeling projects at CK Contracting?
At CK Contracting, we've decided to focus more on home remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
They are 2 to 3 times the work than new construction.
Right.
New construction is typically what I would refer to as a blank canvas, and homes are often built kind of like Legos, so to speak, whereas you know you start on the bottom and you stack Legos on top, and homes are very much the same. So remodeling, there's it's kind of hard to get those Legos in the middle of the house mm-hmm. taken out and put back in, and home remodeling is very much the same. However, we're really good at it. We excel at it. Not everyone does. It takes a certain personality, mindset, and organization to do so. We just recently had a potential client who reached out to us for an addition onto their house. They had it remodeled 2 years prior before moving in, and they expressed their thoughts about the previous experience. They said, well, we had a home builder do our remodeling project, and we learned that, you know, that probably wasn't the best fit, you know, for the project. And what I explained to them, I said, well, home building and remodeling is like karate and jiu-jitsu. They're mm-hmm. two different things, you know, but, you know, ultimately, they're going to get the same thing accomplished, but they're just two totally different things. And in today's age of specialties, you're best off going with someone who can specialize in their field of work. And that's what we do, specialize mm-hmm. in home remodeling.
Gotcha. Well, what would you say, how do you handle, it must be a different kind of situation when you are remodeling a home, because there's the proverbial, well, we won't know until we get inside the walls or that kind of thing. How do you handle inevitable surprises that might come up, or things that might create a situation where you're going over the homeowner is going to go over budget because you found, you know, some hidden rot or maybe some old termite damage or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we operate a little bit differently than a lot of other contractors, whereas we really spend a lot of time up front refining our specs and selections, we call it, specifications such as framing, and selections such as plumbing and lighting fixtures. We really want to dot our I's and cross our T's. We want to minimize as many surprises as we can. There's going to be surprises along the way. Let's be proactive and minimize those as much as we can. Be reactive so we don't have to be, be proactive so we don't have to constantly be reactive.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim, with that said, we're going to do our best to find those issues before you know, we start the work. We don't want the schedule to grow because of, like you said, perhaps there's termite damage or what have you. We're gonna go under the house. We're gonna check things out before we start to minimize those items. Of course, they can and do sometimes be found. And we also get a lot of, hey, while you're here,
yeah,
you know, let's do this. Mm-hmm. And we simply move forward with, you know, the industry standard of a change order. You know, I often say to clients early on, you know, typically our projects, you know, there's probably going to be a 3 to maybe 8% of change orders, and a lot of that is driven by the client. You know, we don't when we price our work, we're pricing our work. Now, if the client adds something, you know, obviously that's added scope of work. But we're not the type of contractor who's going to simply price a job, quickly throw out a number, and then along the way, oh, you wanted a roof on this as well. Well, we didn't account for that. Or, oh, we don't want our projects to grow in price by, you know, 30, 50, 100%, which is sometimes can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on who they might be working with.
Right. Well, I'm looking at the summer issue, our new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, which our big summer feature each year is on outdoor living spaces. And so it's a good timing that to talk to you because CK Contracting, you indicated, does a lot of outdoor living spaces for folks. And I'm looking at this pool house that CK Contracting constructed. And can you describe that a little bit? Because there's a lot of things going on. You've got what looks like synthetic turf grass. There's a freestanding outdoor, looks like an isokern fireplace, and with pavers that surround it. There's an outdoor kitchen on the pool house, and a lot of different elements that I'm sure was a challenge for CK Contracting.
Yeah, each project has its own unique challenges. This is another factor of remodeling. There's just more of them in remodeling than new construction. And this project is no different. And just like you said, Tim, it touches on a lot of the features that people are using today. Synthetic turf. Yes, it does have the isokern fireplace, the pavers with epoxy set pebbles in between bordering them, the outdoor kitchen, even that gabled roof, that covered kitchen area has uplighting in it, you know, to illuminate the ceiling in the evening and not provide too much downlighting. Oftentimes, people forget that you don't illuminate an outdoor structure quite the same as you would inside. You don't want it to be lit up like a kitchen, mm-hmm. right? It's just too bright of light. So we always try to provide accent lighting that provides enough light to see and but still enjoy the evenings when you're outside. And some of the challenges on this project was the setbacks. I actually had to reach out to the architect and confirm some details. And I said, hey, wait a minute. We're, you know, our roof overhang is in the setback. You know, we're going to have to do this. And he's like, oh, great catch. Yes, that's correct. Yeah, let's do that. So that, and then it's even built into a hillside, which provides a really neat space in the back for an outdoor bathroom as well. So we had to waterproof the foundation, which is a pretty rare thing to do in the low country here. Other than that, it's a fantastic project. The client has fantastic taste. And you know, it shows in the pictures as well. They were a repeat client for us. Many of our clients are repeat clients as well. And we're just happy to be a part of it, and make their dreams into fruition there for their backyard entertaining space.
How long did it take CK Contracting to complete this project?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm trying to think. So, you know, basically, it's a pool house. Is a small house of its own. So we have the same amount of inspections as a house would have. We have, and this particular project was in Mount Pleasant, which sometimes the inspection times could take up to 2 weeks, which definitely adds to the schedule. But if I remember correctly, I think the structure itself was probably in the 6 month time range. And then we moved the outdoor fireplace was an add on as well. Then we moved to that section as well. And I think it was another month or so for the isokern fireplace, the pergola and fence gate as well. So, yeah, altogether, you know, it was measured in months.
Definitely. Well, it's a beautiful project, and folks can see it for themselves by picking up the new issue or the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and turning to page 230 to see this beautiful outdoor living project by CK Contracting. And just a quick note about remodeling itself, and I'm a big believer in you know, if you're not happy with your home, if you're not 100% happy, change it, make some changes to your home, because I know it's going to be a big cost up front or a cost in general, but you're going to get that money back, especially if you can add square footage onto your house with an addition. Because If your house is the value of your house is, you know, you take the value divided by your square footage, you get a cost per square foot. It might be worth $500 a square foot. If you add a 200 square foot addition, that's, you've added instant value onto your house with that addition that you'll get back when you sell your house. And just think of all the years of enhanced living that you'll be able to enjoy that space with your family, and not be frustrated with the space that you used to have. You've got this beautiful new space, and yeah, it cost you up front, but you know what? You're going to get a return on it, especially in Charleston, where there's just such demand for quality residential properties.
Yes, Tim, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Oftentimes, we're able to build under the going cost per square foot. That you know, so if their neighborhood is selling for $500 a square foot, and if we put an addition on for $300 to $400 a square foot, they have instant forced equity.
Yep.
Which is historically pretty rare. You know, it really is. Traditionally, we often refer to I think it's remodeling.com. They have I'm forgetting the exact names of it. Anyway.
I know what you're talking about. It's the return on investment thing.
Cost.
With
cost
certain projects.
Cost versus value.
Right, exactly.
Correct. And the cost versus value, they'll say, kitchen remodels, you're recouping 80% of that equity. So if you spend $100,000, they're saying your house just went up in value $80,000 mm-hmm. or something to that effect.
Right.
Bathrooms, they're saying 60%. Additions are fantastic value play, whereas you're getting instant equity. And if we can, heck, we're going to do an addition and your kitchen remodel at the same time. One thing we're experiencing here at CK Contracting is we're getting a fair amount of clients contacting us who have just recently purchased their home or about to close on a new home to them. And they're like, hey, look, this is our wish list. This is what we want to do prior to moving in. And that's a fantastic opportunity. You have to move quickly, both in designing the project up front, but then also obviously executing the work as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are, you know, even in today's market, we're seeing a fair amount of that. Charleston is a fantastic area. It's a growing area. I don't see it changing anytime soon.
Right. Well, if you're not happy with your home, do something about it now. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Even if you have to take out a home equity loan or something like that, make the changes and just think about the intangibles, those moments with your family that you'll just enjoy even more with a beautiful new space. And CK Contracting can definitely help you out with that. How can folks get in touch with CK Contracting?
Yeah, absolutely. You can give us a call. Our office number is 843-352-4975. Erin in the office is she's super sweet office manager that we have. She'll be happy to gather your information and get you in the queue for us to come out and take a look at your project. Or if you prefer, just go online to CK Contracting, SC as in South Carolina, .com. You can fill out our client information form, and that will prompt a phone call for Erin to give you a call and get more information about your project to see how we can help you out with it.
And you can always find CK Contracting within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with General Contractor Chris Click with CK Contracting. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.